This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen with the latest, I don't know if this is the latest or not, seems to be from what I can glean, looking at two or three different sources, the Air Egypt Flight 804 victim list. What they are finding are little bits and pieces, not bodies, but pieces, little pieces, enough to give them DNA samples so they can sort of try to figure out who these people, but they know who the people are. I never understood, really, this is sort of my own, maybe it's callousness. Why bother? The people are dead. What are you going to try to piece their bodies back together again and stick them in a coffin and then bury them? They're done. They're finished. They're dead. Forget about it. You know that these people are on the plane. So why are you going to go to this big, expensive trouble of identifying the bodies?
Well, I mean,
what the hell is the point of that? I don't get
that.
It
is a little callous. I mean,
yeah.
If it was
mine,
it was,
you think I'm callous about that?
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if it was one of your loved ones,
no.
You want as much of your loved one as possible to cremate?
What? You don't? No, because they're not there. It's just a bunch of bones and flesh. It's the same stuff. They're going to be ashes to ashes, etc. It's a completely ridiculous waste of money. They're dead. You're not going to get them back again, so why waste all the money chasing around for them? It's foolishness.
Well, if I had a loved one, I would appreciate having some part of them to cremate and have, you know,
you put
them
in a locket
somewhere.
But, okay.
Oh my God. Okay, dial down the cynicism, Doug. All right,
Doug, you would dial it back. You would want to know what happened to your loved one.
I know what happened. They got killed in a plane crash. They're dead. They're finished. Done. Kaputsky.
If this
Forget
was
about
really
it.
Close to you, though, don't you think it would be different?
No.
I'm trying not to go there and give you a specific example, but if it was someone that you really, really loved, you would want to. You would want some part of
that. Not
them.
Anymore. I used to think, honestly, I used to think that way. I'd do anything to hold on to him. But when Charlotte died, I remember somebody saying to me when I had her bag of ashes, which I still have on my bureau, that's not Charlotte. Charlotte's gone into a different reality. The energy is different. Her spirit is there with me every single day. I don't need to have, do I think about her body from time to time? Yeah. Do I think about other people that I've known and their bodies? Yeah, but they're not their bodies. When the life stops, when the heart stops, everything stops functioning, they return to the state. Think about it this way. We talk a lot about food. Don't we? Food that comes out of the ground. We grow food. It comes from the source. It's this. We have what builds our body is the source, and the source is the same. So when we are going back to the source, we put our bodies into a bag or into a box, or we cook them, fry them, burn them up, and we just throw their ashes back into. What was the reality? What is the reality?
But doesn't the fact that you still have Charlotte's ashes and that at one point you felt like you needed to have them, shouldn't that give you some understanding and empathy of where these people are coming from? I mean, you at least, you had a... No? You at least
a normal person, Kara, would say yes.
You had time and understanding to realize that at some point Charlotte would probably not be there anymore. These people just lost them with absolutely
no violence.
It was violent. Okay. They had no idea it was going to happen.
And
so
let's also factor in, this is an Egyptian culture, and there are different ways of thinking about the afterlife. Not as far back as mummification, but every culture has a very different feeling and a different
tradition.
Every person.
Jennifer,
I mean, that's the thing.
I'm leaving it to you.
You want to give your mummy to me?
Yeah, I'm going to have you. You're going to have me mummified.
I'll put you in my family room right by the fireplace, and I'll make sure you don't catch Dougie.
Stand him up like Weekend at Bernie's.
I'd rather have you stuffed than mummified. If
really?
You know.
Yeah. That's a good idea. You know, I actually thought about doing that with Charlotte, and Brendan said to me, Dad, you can't be serious.
It is so
taxidermying
creepy.
Her, or I whatever did, the yeah. word would be.
No, I did. I thought about that. Megan thought it was horrifying, but Brendan just looked at me and he said, Dad, it's not Charlotte. Why would you want to have her filled up with stuffing?
Oof,
yeah, exactly. All right, so from there, let's get to food news. Some new...
That's a segue.
The new food apps that you can download right now. Is Dr. Wang here doing things wrong again today?
How did I know that it was going to segue to that? I just had a feeling.
Anyway.
Held my breath for a bit, but it didn't work.
There's a popular dining app that got a redesign. A Discover tab with new restaurant categories such as New and Hot, Most Popular, My Favorites, Editorial Picks, Near Me Now.
Best bets for Listeria.
Right.
Want to lose a few pounds.
Yeah. So how is this different than, what is it called, Open Table?
Open Table,
this is
yes.
This is for restaurants, right? This is for food in general.
No, this is for restaurants.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Open Table is...
competition for Open Table?
No. This is Open Table got a redesign. This is a new version of Open Table.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Open Table on steroids.
Have you ever used Open Table? I bet Meredith has.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm just gonna go right there. Meredith probably uses it.
Yes, Meredith.
Open Table's fabulous. Yeah. I don't like talking to people, and I never call anyone.
Why are you on this? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I know.
If you don't like talking to people, what the heck are you doing?
I like
on this
you
program
guys.
With us? Huh?
Radio has made me antisocial. When you talk for a living,
really?
When you talk for a living, you don't want to talk to anybody else, especially the delivery guy. So Open Table I order all my stuff on Seamless, and Open Table I book all my restaurants. It's fabulous.
Yeah. All right. Fabulous.
It is. Yeah. Fabu.
You use Open Table, Jen?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like it a lot. And you know the next
thing hold on a second. Why is it that you always bring me to the same place? You bring me to Bob's Big Boy for lunch. Why can't you...
Why? Because
nice
it's our special
table.
Place, Dougie. Hello. It's symbolic and nostalgic.
What do they sell at Bob's Big Boy?
The Big Boy Combo.
Yeah.
Which Doug and I never get, to be fair. We never get the Big Boy Combo, but that's what they're famous for. It's like
the last time I was there, which was what? The day you had your eye come up.
Yeah.
I think I had oatmeal that morning. Not mistaken. I was sitting next to Roberta.
We were there for lunch, though.
Well, no. Oh, was it lunch? See, I always have to protect myself. When I'm with Roberta, you think I'm bad about getting onto somebody else's plate and eating off of the other plate. Roberta will spend her whole lunch eating off of my plate.
Yeah, so. And she brought her daughter, Victoria, who I actually got to sit next to her. She's fun. I liked her. Yeah.
She
didn't stab your food.
No.
She did not
stab
people
food.
Who eat off
she
my plate.
She has much better manners than her mother.
Oh, I know what you ate. You went to the salad bar and had the drained him of the lentil soup or something, I think.
That's right. It's good memory, Jen. Speaking of soup, in food news, Campbell Soup says that the bad weather weakened sales of its soups and cost the cost of carrots has gone up, apparently. Listen to this. Remember, Campbell's opened up about GMO and they started saying on their soups whether there was GMO vegetables in or anything in the can.
Right, I remember
GMO.
That.
Okay. So since they started doing that, their sales have gone off by 5%.
So much
are
for honesty.
With GMOs?
And So now what they're doing, their stock went down last week about down to $4 or $5. So what they're now doing is figuring out how to get GMO carrots and veggies in general into their soups. But because they are so big and there's such a demand on non-GMO foods, they can't find enough.
Yeah.
So you'll notice that their chicken noodle soup doesn't have as much chicken or as much carrot stock or other. What else do they put in? They have celery and...
So what's in it?
Chicken
just
soup.
Broth? That's
pretty much.
Like.
That's an awful place to be for them. And I'm actually going to play the sympathy card a little bit because they were trying to do the right thing.
They were
trying to be responsible by just closing.
Yeah.
And then people, okay, and I know that, I know this is a hot button issue for all of us, but yeah. People treat GMOs like it's nuclear waste. I mean, if they see that word on the label, they're going to pick up some disgusting soup, which has probably got a lot worse stuff in it than Campbell's, because Campbell's has honestly put on the label what's in the can.
Yeah.
That's a real bummer for them.
Yeah. Well, we went to the food store to get stuff. Meredith wasn't feeling well.
You mean the grocery store? What are you, like a horse? You go to the feed store?
You done now?
That was funny.
All right, so it's the grocery store.
My mom says food store.
Oh, you thank you. That's what store. I want to be. It's just like your mother when I grow up. Well, okay. So anyway, we went to the store. This is a harmless story that's now become
feed.
Traumatic.
Some feed.
The feed store. Did you go to the general store, too? Yeah. To the apothecary? Did you
made me
swing by the apothecary?
Way to go make me a trade with old man Johnson. I gave him a few of my ears of corn for some cheese.
Did they, did they chisel off a brick of salt for you? We need some Western music, Kara.
Doug already tore up. Doug already tore up my contract yesterday, so I'm not going to push it any further.
All right, Dougie. So what happened at the food store?
We wanted to get. It's almost a story not worth telling after all of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some dueling banjos.
Anyway. The simplest way I can describe, she was not feeling well, so we thought we'd get some soup. So we went to the hot soup. You know how these stores now have hot soups that are prepared and ladled out. And I don't even remember why I was telling the story, except, I know, because the carrots were so big. This was homemade soup, and the carrots and all the other veggies in there were so big. And I wasn't thinking about it until just now. I'm wondering, because we're kind of nutsy about GMO foods, too. And whether you know...
Oh, they were totally GMO.
Yeah.
They were from the... Yeah, they're...
What's the sort of okay, a local though. Grocery store?
Yeah, you'll be all right.
The local general store? The local outlet?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enough.
Your local general
store. Did it have that old Indian statue in the front?
Yeah. And they all say cowabunga when you come in. 20, where are we? 19 after on Good Day.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content subject to inline port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Voice finale, season 10, wrapped up last night. The winner was Allison Porter from Team Aguilera, making Christina Aguilera the first female coach on the show to have a winner.
Yeah, finally.
All right, so who is this that was singing? Is this Allison?
This is Christina.
Oh, this is Christina with, is she on stage here with Ariana Grande?
No, this is just one of her hits. I do have a song with her performing with Allison Porter, who was the winner.
The idea was with the business about being on stage with Ariana Grande instead of Whitney Houston. Remember last week we were talking about there's going to be a hologram of Whitney Houston as Christina was going to sing with her, but apparently they couldn't do that, get the technology. So they put the two of them together, if I have the story right. Do I have the story correct?
Well, they had the technology, but the video of it got leaked early, and the family of Whitney Houston decided that they were not fans of it because it was not super realistic looking, or they didn't think that it was a good enough likeness.
At one point, they thought they were going to do it. They said yes.
Yes, right. It was approved, and then they saw the video leak, and then they said no. Pat Houston pulled the plug.
All right, so tell me what we have here because I've lost my place. This is Allison Porter.
No, this is Ariana Grande. So Ariana Grande last night on The Voice, she came out, she sang two of her hits, and Christina Aguilera joined her for the second half of her latest hit. And, you know, it was interesting because Christina Aguilera sort of has that reputation of singing over everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. And she definitely tried to do that, but when you've got pint-sized Ariana Grande with the biggest voice on the planet, it's not that easy. So it was,
So was it uncomfortable to watch? Could
it's
you
always
tell?
Uncomfortable for me to watch Christina sing with a group because she always, you know, she sings over her own team. But she does have really nice pipes, though. Yeah. She does. She's got a great voice, but yeah. So, and then Allison Porter, who before she won, she sang with Jennifer Nettles, who's formerly from Sugarland, who has such a fabulous voice. I think this is them together, is it?
This one is Allison Porter and Christina Aguilera, but I do have the Jennifer Nettles one, too.
That'd be nice. Why
yeah,
not?
She sang with Jennifer Nettles. It was great.
These people are all proof of the phraseology that goes something like, I'm always doing that which I cannot do in order that I may learn how to do it. They practice, they do well, and they win. And that's really what this is all about. So, also on this show last night, the highlights of the finale of The Voice, Little Big Town, debuted their new single that came from the mind of Pharrell Williams. You like Little Big Town, Jen, don't you?
I do, yeah. They're a foursome, really good group.
Yeah.
This is a guy's song.
Yeah,
this is really cute.
And Pharrell Williams is off the show after this season, too, right?
Right. Taking a break. Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus are going to be in for Christina and Pharrell next season.
Uh-huh. So who stays? Adam and...
Adam and Blake are the cornerstones. Yeah,
they are. Now, are they friends, or are they... What the,
yeah, they seem to be very good friends.
Yeah.
They have
really?
They're bromancers. They have a bromance.
Yeah, but totally. They kind of are nasty to each other, too, aren't they?
No, yeah, I'm
only
on the show. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a put on for television?
You got it.
Imagine that.
What an outrage.
I was going to say, the interesting thing about Alison Porter, who won The Voice last night, she was a child star. She was the star of a movie, I think back in the 80s, called Curly Sue.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah,
really?
And she was a little girl. She was a child star. I don't know if she did any acting into her adult years, but she's got this great voice, and she became a mom, and then she got back into singing and won The Voice. So it's a really great kind of comeback story for her.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's way too dangerous for cats and kittens, cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved little fur balls. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. Here's what you need to do. Now, you may think I'm a little crazy, but you can teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. As a matter of fact, a figure-eight harness is the way to go. First, bring the harness into the house, put it down next to the cat's food so there's a good association. Then just before you feed her after a couple of days, put the harness on, take it off, put it on, take it off, eventually add the leash. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, you can go a long way in satisfying kitty's wanderlust. It will allow kitty so many extra freedoms to be able to go outside, watch the birds, roll around in the grass without any problem. So take the time, teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. Some people think you're crazy, but you know what? It's good for you and your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good.
Feeding people's minds
with good information. 34 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Looking at the trending things on Twitter. What is this? Give Captain America a boyfriend. What in the name of God is this?
Well, they wanted to give Elsa a girlfriend in Frozen, so why not give Captain America a boyfriend, right?
Well, they want to, but this looks like they're looking for a gay boyfriend.
Right. That, same thing for
well,
Elsa.
What other kind of boyfriend would Captain America have?
Well,
right?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's right. But I missed that headline, subtle headline, boyfriend. So why are they trying to make this guy out to be gay?
I don't know.
Is that something?
I don't even know how this started. It was trending all over Twitter yesterday. Yeah.
All right. So Good Day yesterday asked the following question. New York Times said the music of Chuck Berry, Elvis, Beatles, Bob Dylan will be around for hundreds of years. Whose music do you think will endure? John says, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Really? The Beach Boys, maybe. I don't know about Pet Sounds. I've never been a big fan of that.
You don't like that album? I just heard that album in its entirety recently. My brother has it on vinyl, and I thought it was just incredible.
Yeah. Well, it is, but not that. It's not that incredible. Diana says Elvis and the Beatles. John says Led Zeppelin. Yeah, I can see that. Maya says Mick Jagger. Rod says music is timeless and all will be enjoyed by someone over the ages. Ask Mozart.
So that's kind of clever.
Yeah. It just depends. What we've come back with, I think, was Chuck Berry, at the end of the day, was the one that seemed to be the most influential. Even some of the Beatles will tell you that he was an inspiration to them. So in my mind, here's what the warp is about. Putting Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and Rachmaninoff in the same category as Chuck Berry. It's mindfully difficult to figure, but yet every group, go back to the music of the 30s and 40s, and where there's significant contributors that will, Irving Berlin, for example, and the music that came about, the big band era, are there going to be stars there that will last forever? Certainly Frank Sinatra, I would have thought, even though he's almost a contemporary of these people, a little earlier. But it's just interesting that Chuck Berry came out on top. I find that fascinating, frankly. Speaking of coming out on top, Jennifer is going to do a television report in a few minutes. Got a few interesting audio clips. The business about executive pay and all of the hoopla that continues to be the attention that's paid to what people who run these big companies get paid. CEO pay climbing again, according to a research paper done, 4.5% raises, which is double what the typical American worker got at the end of last year, plus they get a chance to own the stock. I have a problem, and I have always had a problem, with this get-the-rich business. Let's go get these guys because they're making more money.
I'm happy that they're making more money. I just wish that it would be in parity with everybody else's income climbing, too, because the economy seems pretty stagnant.
Let's put it in a different perspective, okay?
Yeah.
The reason that our country outpaces every other country in the world, why are we collectively so rich? Let's just compare. The average American makes about $140 a day, $145 a day. That's the average. The average worker in China makes $24 a day. All right? And then you look around at some of the other, India, $14 a day. And you can go across where President Obama has been in Vietnam. The average worker gets $34 a day. You can go any place in Africa. Average person, $4 a day. South America, a little better. Most of the, like Brazil and Chile, Argentina, Colombia, the average pay there is somewhere around $40 or $50 a day. But the point I'm making here is that none of these countries anywhere in the world hold a candle. There may be a couple of exceptions, Switzerland, Germany, and that's about it. England, no. Spain, definitely not. The Scandinavian countries, no. The philosophy there is different, and that's the point that I'm getting to. And Jennifer made it in a way that sort of presupposed what I was going to talk about.
Sorry.
We have... I'm
fine. Jump the gun on you.
But you're making the point quickly. As Meredith often says, you know, I'll go on for 3 or 4 minutes with something, and she'll sum it up in 3 words. And so there's probably a way for me to sum this up. Basically, we are so well off here, and yet we don't get it. We continue to complain, and we want more. But if you look at where we stand versus the rest of the world, if that has viability in your mind, it may not.
I would love the cost of living of Vietnam in New York City, but that's not realistic. So the cost of living that we have is higher.
Is the cost of living in New York City higher because the average pay, the average income, the average New Yorker is averaging $240, $250 a day? So is that a reflection on what it costs there? I mean, there's a certain meeting together. If you lived in Boone, Iowa,
Right, be a whole different
Right, exactly.
I think, I mean, when you look at the poor, if you're talking about just rich or poor, I mean, my goodness, even our poor, yes, it's horrible to think that anybody sleeps on the streets at night. Trust me, it's horrible to think that.
Yeah.
But when you look at the poor class in general compared to the poor of other countries, I mean, our poor people have cell phones. They have access to things that people would only dream of, I think, in other countries. So we have to remember that we're super blessed to be here. But I think what makes people crazy and the phenomenon do you like that word? Mm-hmm. Of Bernie Sanders and of Donald Trump is that people are tired. People in the middle class or maybe even the lower middle class are tired of not seeing the economy budge because we've been told we're in economic recovery, but this is the slowest economic recovery. I don't know if it's historic.
Right. It's slow. It is.
But it's slow. And so, well, you hear these stories about the CEOs. I think that's great. I hold nothing against people because
they get paid on how well the stock does and how well their job is to make money for the company, and that's how they get paid. You can look at this Monsanto, who we all have no use for. The guy that runs Monsanto makes megabucks because he's so far been successful at creating a what's almost a monopoly. By the way, Monsanto said no to the Bayer offer at $62 billion, so they're not going to be bought out by them.
But then you also hear the other side of it, the guy who just got booted from the TSA just got a $90,000 bonus on top of his salary.
Right,
and that's
for screwing everything
failure.
Up.
Yeah.
Why should the government be different? Yeah.
If you're running a company and you're doing really well, I have no problem with prosperity and, you do you. If you need $1 million bonus because you made your company that much money, great, go for it. But when we give a $90,000 bonus, which
public sector has no business with it.
Absolutely.
That world.
I mean, that's a huge salary to somebody. That's got to be
just
a family
put this
salary.
Into perspective, the last number I had here was $4 a day is what the average is in Afghanistan for people who live there. So, but in our country, in the past 200 years, if you go back to the year 1816, the average pay was $3 a day in America. And the average in 200 years, the average income has gone to where it is here. If you look at the average around the world outside of America, the average now is about $34, $35 a day. It's stunning how much better off we are. We don't appreciate it here. Mike's got a thought from Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
How you doing? Listen,
well,
I just wanted to throw my 2 cents worth in here. You know, the private sector versus the government. The private sector has to work to earn our money. I mean, with good, healthy competition out there in the free market, they've got to work and vie for our business, whereas the government just comes in and takes it. They don't have to earn a thing.
Well, that's the whole thing. They extort the money from you to pay for whatever their philosophical need is to fund this program and that program. Yeah.
And in case in point, my mom's insurance, her health insurance, has jumped exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
But her income has not jumped at all.
Right, yeah. Well, that's
is what's so bad, I mean, it just seems the government is coming in and gobbling up everything that we can get our hands on.
Because government's too big.
It is, I agree.
Too big. All right, thank you, Mike. 15 before the hour, Jen checks the television news next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total
of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we are, 47 after the hour. I was talking about Bryan Cranston, the Breaking Bad star, playing LBJ now in a series. He's one of these people that be, wow, overnight success. This guy's been acting for 40 years.
Right. You may not have recognized him.
No, he's quite good, though, at what he's doing, Frank. I recommend, if you have an opportunity, you got HBO, check out the story, the LBJ movie that was made for HBO, specifically focusing on the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and what was going on there. He captures LBJ amazingly well. Speaking of capturing things, Jennifer and her eagle eye on what's going on just saw something yesterday. A local sportscaster got angry at a news anchor for stealing his material. I think, Jen, do we have some of the audio of that? What's that story?
We do. It's from KRON, which is, I think, in the Bay Area here in California. But this got so awkward, and basically what you're going to hear is the sports guy starting his report and then getting very upset because the news anchor had just stepped down one of his lead stories. Here it is.
We should tell you LeBron James is going to star in Space Jam.
Well, we actually... Oh, are you mad? Because I already read that. I'm sorry.
How's Steph Curry's knee?
He's nursing it, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been friends? 23 years.
I didn't know you were going to do
have
it.
Have you ever, and I'm going to say this with a smile, ever heard me say right before you came on, there's an irrigation problem in Gilroy?
Well, you have to
never.
Talk to Cassine.
You ever heard me say, oh, it's warm weather today? Never. I stay in my lane. And it's just to a friend to do that.
You got to talk to Cassine.
I like Cassine. Yeah. So don't try and pit me against the producer,
well,
Cassine.
Well, he gave me that lovely script.
And here's that. And it's hard for me to get mad. Catherine stayed at my mother's home. She's written my mother notes and stolen my material. So how do I get mad? Well, anyway, how is Curry's knee?
Improving.
Okay, well.
LeBron was very good in train wreck, so this will be fun. Okay, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And Michael Jordan starred in Space Jam, as you earlier reported.
I'm sorry.
All right. Darn it, hard to be mad at Catherine, though. She's a good friend of my mom's, and it's going to come a time when you have to choose between the love of your mother and your mother's friends and the honor and dignity of Kron.
Awkward much?
Oh, man.
This guy has mommy issues, you could tell. He's obviously upset that this woman is president of
This is a major channel in San Francisco?
Yes! This is a major network. I've never heard a sports guy talk about movies,
Oh, my
though.
God.
Like, well, because it was LeBron, I guess. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Wow. By the way, he said he was going to say it with a smile. Let me just tell you, he didn't say it with a smile.
No. If he had a gun, that poor woman would have been shot. Holy moly.
All right. Kerry Washington's pregnant. A scandal is being kicked off to mid-season, apparently. The Shondaland block on Thursday. The middle
of
the
start January. But hey, tonight on TV, the season finale of, or the series finale of Nashville.
Bye-bye.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Things with your dog, with your cat, with your iguana, whatever it is that you have for pets. You may have a pet horse, pet cow, a pet, let's see, what else? Pet rabbits. I haven't talked about rabbits for a long time. Warren Eckstein is here, your pet's best friend. He hosts the Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of radio stations around the country and around the world. Does a podcast called The Pet Insider. So he's full of inside information. He's full of a lot of things. Some of them we can talk about on the air and some of them we can't. But we'll get to a story that we actually have been covering. I think there's a lot of Twitter activity on this, Victoria, this autistic boy leading to shelter dogs. So we'll see how that shakes out with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day in a moment.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Next time. From The Pet Show is here. We've known each other too long, pal. It's too close. You have to step back.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you very much. All right. This autistic boy, Jacob Tumalin, 6 years old, reads to shelter dogs every Thursday after school at the Carson Animal Shelter in Gardena. I wonder if you go to see, have you heard of the Rescue Readers? That's right, Gardena's not very far. Is it? Where's Gardena, Jennifer? I can't remember. It's not far.
It's kind of by Long Beach, I think.
It's in Orange County, not too far away.
Okay,
you know, it's a great story, though, because, you know, for years I've been talking about the concept that children with Down syndrome, autism, very often relate much, much better with animals than they do with people. There's no intimidation factor. There's no asking to do this factor. So I think it's a great idea, especially with kids with autism. What we've found over the years is that sometimes with autism, it's tough to make that breakthrough with outsiders. But yeah. Once they're establishing a relationship with the dog, for example, at the shelter, reading to the dogs, reading to the cats, by reading to the animals, then therapists and other people can come in using the dog or cat as a catalyst to establish a relationship with the autistic child. It's amazing what's going
on. This is amazing. That's a great word for it. Jacob says, if I read to the dogs, they'll come out of their cages, and then it helps them to find a home. They have to find new homes because they're alone. When Jacob sets up his mat in front of the cages, the dogs calm down. He's been able to overcome his fear of loud noises himself while raising his reading skills to a third grade level. So everybody wins. What a fabulous
And the story. The dogs and the cats win because the more socialization they receive at a shelter, the more apt they are to be adopted. And that's why, you know, I did a thing last week. I was so angry. So many dogs and cats are euthanized at shelters across the country because they're being diagnosed as aggressive, when in reality, they're reactive dogs. They're not aggressive dogs. They're just reactive dogs. So it's really important. Any shelter that opens up their doors, I know in Sedona, Arizona, for example, we have a shelter camp where kids can spend, you know, weeks over the summer working with dogs, grooming them, helping them socialize the cats. So I think it's a great idea, especially with kids that may be suffering from some type of challenge, whether it be autism, Down syndrome, or whatever.
All right, now, let's go to Brooklyn, to the Bridge Animal Welfare Coalition. The Cat Cafe there has become a permanent fixture. This is your old, didn't you come from Brooklyn? Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
I was actually born in the Bronx, raised on Long Island.
The Bronx. Okay.
The Bronx.
So this outfit adopts about 60 cats. And let's see, there is a temporary shop they set up. There's a permanent shop and a temporary shop. And I think we do that in Santa Monica. Isn't there something like this? That cafe on Main Street that has dogs there every Sunday. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. In many cities and towns, they do have this. But what's happening now is more and more of these things are taking place, so more and more dogs and cats are able to find their homes. For example, there was another one. I forget what town in Los Angeles. Another kind of coffee shop that opened up with rescue dogs there where people can come to. Now Uber will bring rescue dogs to corporations around the country, shelter dogs, to see if people want to kind of just relax with them for a while. And they found that by Uber doing this, a lot of dogs are finding homes.
Wow. That's a great story. Hi, there's a neighborhood in New Orleans fighting to keep a roaming peacock in their community. I don't know how much fun that would be. I can't imagine. Peacocks are nasty.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.